On to Virginia. Having been completely healed, she was ready to proceed to Virginia and with others took the train Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. She spent a few days in Sands, now Stanley, Virginia, relaxing before the meetings began. She took occasion to visit one of the caverns that abound in that region. Her diary for Thursday, November 6, tells the story. Brother Robinson, Sarah McIntyre, Willie White, and I were accommodated to Brother Lewis taking us with his horses and carriage about 8 miles to Luray to see the caverns. We went into a building and for $1 each we were furnished a guide, and I was astonished at what my eyes beheld. To give a description of this scene is simply impossible. It was wonderful, too wonderful to describe. We spent 1.5 hours, with electric lights and lanterns or a tin with candles, 3 in each tin. We rode back, taking our dinner as we rode back to our stopping place at Sands. The road was quite rough, but we enjoyed the ride very much. The day was mild, the sun shone in clearness, and the scenery was good. I was glad for this privilege to ride. It did us all good. Meeting started in the House of Worship Friday morning, and Ellen White filled her usual place, often speaking at the early morning meetings, and at other meetings as occasion seemed to indicate. Sunday night, November 9, she received another vision. Then on November 12, the worker group started north for the meetings of the Atlantic Conference, held in Brooklyn, New York. She wrote in her diary, "I think not best to attend morning meetings. I am urged by the Spirit of the Lord to write important matters in reference to the work of God for this time.